A report commissioned by the state of New Jersey finds minority and women-owned businesses are not getting a fair shake. WHYY's David Matthau reports a 12-bill package of legislation has cleared an assembly committee that aims to address the problem.
Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter, who chairs the Community Development and Women's Affairs Committee, says the Jersey Disparity Study examined 240,000 contracts across more than 60 state agencies over a five-year period and found
the disparities in public contracting have been an opportunity that's been locked out for minority and women-owned businesses in New Jersey, and it's truly unacceptable.
Assemblyman Benji Wimberly says corrective action is needed now.
It's really not about talking about it. It's about moving these bills forward and making sure that there is justice. We have to step up and do what's right for everybody. We have to set the path forward for the future.
The legislative package, which has the support of the business community, could be considered by the full legislature in the coming weeks. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.